Ronald Reagan once said, a recession is when your neighbor loses his job. A depression is when you lose yours. Hi, I'm Rob West. Are we headed for a recession? The answer is always yes, but no one knows when it'll come or how deep it will be. I'll talk about how you can prepare today with financial coach John Putnam. Then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, it's a pleasure to have my friend John Putnam back in the studio today. He's a certified financial planner, a certified kingdom advisor, the author of He Spends, She Spends, and the founder of Smarter Stewardship, a marketplace ministry offering resources, podcasts, and content to help you be a wise and faithful steward. John, good to see you, my friend.
Rob, always great to be with you. Thanks so much for the kind invitation.
Absolutely. And we're talking about the recession, not whether or not it's going to happen, but how we as believers should respond. As you well know, John, a survey just recently released by economists at Bankrate found that nearly two-thirds of them, 64%, believe the U.S. will go into a recession in 2023, and the Fed's rapid increase in interest rates is probably driving that. So let's dive right in and talk about how Christians should respond in light of that.
Well, first, exactly like you said, Rob, first, we should not be surprised, right? These happen. Recessions happen. Progress happens. Recession happens. And, you know, I was talking right before this about, it made me think about Ecclesiastes 3:1 that says, for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. So we know these seasons are going to happen.
Yeah. And so we can draw from God's word that reality that economic uncertainty is certain, and yet God is on the throne. So how then should believers view a recession?
Well, first off, you know, we talked a while back, Rob, in early January about, you know, vision and mission and values and goals. And, you know, when you have a plan in place, it is much easier to make changes to those plans, to pivot from those plans, rather than if you had no plan at all. Because without any plan at all, you're trying to look at everything and figure this out, and confusion and frustration can take over. But we know that God is not a God of confusion or frustration. He is a God of clarity. He is a God of detail and a God of peace. So the first step I would recommend is spend more time in prayer. The more time you can get in prayer, the more time you can get closer to the heart and mind of God, the better prepared that we are each going to be to make the decisions that we need to make and react to what is happening outside of us. Those areas that we can control and those areas that we can't control.
So we're praying, we're renewing our mind in God's word. What about those goals that we talked about? You shared with us several weeks ago, John, that it really starts with your vision and then your mission and then your values as you set financial goals, really any goal, but certainly financial goals are included. Do those goals need to change when we're entering into a recession?
Well, they definitely need to be considered. You know, a lot of times we'll say vision doesn't change that often. That's the point on the horizon that's where you're headed. But the mission, the route you take to get to that point on the horizon will likely change. It's no different than if you're taking a trip and you're driving, you know, 10 hours across the country and you get to a place and you see road closed. We need to take a detour. Happened to me on the way down here yesterday. And we take that detour. My point on the horizon hasn't changed, but my route has changed. And what happens is, in the time of a recession, your vision can get blurry, your mission will be challenged, and your values, they will be tested. So that's why prayer and scripture and leaning more on the body of Christ around you becomes even more important in the time of a recession.
And it's why that goal setting process, starting with your vision and then your mission and your values, is so critical, because these really aren't just written in the sand. We've really thought deeply about where God is leading us.
Absolutely. And once you have a direction where you're headed, it's much easier for God to move us when we are moving.
You know, if you're planning for a recession, if we have one later this year, does that show a lack of faith? What are the steps you need to take? And what about job security? We're talking with our friend John Putnam today, founder of Smarter Stewardship, certified Kingdom Advisor, and certified financial planner. Much more just around the corner, including your questions.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. As believers, sometimes we forget that we are called to be changed by our faith. The Apostle Paul talked about it like wax in a seal, or we might think of it like Play-Doh, the children's clay toy. You put the Play-Doh in a shape, you conform the Play-Doh to the shape you want, and then that's what it is. Paul said, don't be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. As we come to Christ in faith, our life is like Play-Doh in His hands. We trust Him to mold us, to shape us according to His mercy, and then we'll be able to live a Christ-honoring life. Spend more time with Jesus. Visit GetAnchor.com.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance Program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Jenna Ellis in the morning.
You need to be very concerned about what your children are being exposed to if they go to a public school or even if they go to a Christian school. Parents are not just allowed, they have a constitutionally protected fundamental right that is God-given to direct the education, well-being, and faith options of their children.
Jenna Ellis in the morning, weekdays at 7 Central on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from One Ascent Investments on the Faith and Finance program. They manage a comprehensive suite of value-based investment strategies designed to help Christian investors live aligned with what they value most. One Ascent believes that if your values inspire the way you live, they should also inspire the way you invest. This can be a unique form of worship. More information is available at investments.oneascent.com. That web address is investments.oneascent.com.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Joining me in the studio today, my friend John Putnam, certified Kingdom Advisor, author, and founder of Smarter Stewardship, a marketplace ministry offering resources, podcasts, and content to help you be a wise and faithful steward. You can learn more at smarterstewardship.com. We're talking today about a recession, not whether or not we'll have one. 64% of economists, based on a recent survey, think we will have some form of a recession in 2023. Our friend Bob Dahl shares with us each week his analysis of the market. He believes we'll have at least a mild recession. The question today is, how do we respond as believers? We were talking before the break about really a biblical perspective, this idea that there are seasons. We see that clearly in Scripture. We also know we should lean in with prayer and study of God's Word when there's uncertainty, and that our goals shouldn't change if we have them based on our vision and our mission and our values. But John, when we talk about preparing for a recession, some might say that shows a lack of faith. What's your perspective on that?
No, not at all. Again, back to Ecclesiastes 1, that for everything there's a season, a time for every matter under heaven. We know there are seasons, and we know that we are called to plan. One of my favorite verses of Proverbs 16:9 that says, the mind of man makes his plans, but God directs our steps. So we are called to plan, but we want to leave room for God to move us the way we need to move, which is why staying close to Him is so important. So I don't think it shows a lack of faith at all. As a matter of fact, it's the exact opposite of that. I think that it roots our faith even more deeply when we understand that this is a season. There are mountaintops and there are valleys. And one thing I want to make sure that I share with our listeners today, Rob, is that, guys, remember, we are built for the valleys, right? We may be a little out of shape coming off one of the biggest booms in history since 2009. We may be a little out of shape. We may have forgotten that we are warriors, but we are warriors, and God has given us, He has equipped us with what we need. So do not be afraid of this, but do take it seriously.
Yeah, I love that. You were about to start to preach there.
I'm getting ready to go from preaching to meddling, as they say.
You know, John, when we think about this idea of recession readiness, what strikes me is that preparation allows us to be ready to continue to provide and be there to support our families. But there's also readiness to be able to respond to those in need around us through our giving, right?
Amen. So let's talk about that just for a second. So look, this is a tough time for many people. There are people that are listening that are dealing with the challenges around scarcity, and there are people that are listening that are dealing with the opportunities around abundance. And one of the areas that I would just want to encourage is that if you need help, ask for help. If you're dealing with the challenges of scarcity, ask for help. Lean in on the body in times like this. And at the same time, conversely, if you're operating in a place of abundance, if you're blessed at this time to have a steady job, to have the abundance, look for ways to increase your ability to help. Look around, increase your visibility of what is needing around you, and then be able to take even a deeper perspective in your giving and your generosity at a time like this.
I love that, and that's so true. John, let's talk about the financial steps we should take to prepare for a recession and how they conform to Scripture. What ideas would you share with our audience?
Well, one, let me just a big picture before we get into the detail. The first one is understand that a recession coming in, or any really crisis or a challenging time that we are in, it does have its challenges, Rob, but it also has its opportunities. So it's not all just negative. There are positives here. If we look for them, if we only look for the negative, we'll only find the negative. But if we also look for the positives, the opportunities at this time as well, we will find those too. And I'd love to talk about just one in particular.
Please
before
yeah.
we get into the financial piece, because opportunities are going to increase, especially from a relational standpoint. This is a topic that your family, your friends, your coworkers, your community is going to be talking about, and they are going to be watching us as believers, our countenance, our attitudes, the way we think, the way we operate, not pretending it's not there, but keeping the joy and the peace and the focus in the midst of it, even with the financial challenges that we might be having. So with relational opportunities also comes ministry opportunities.
Yeah. Oh, that is such a good word, John. And that really is one of these differentiators as the body of Christ that we should have as a hallmark of our lives. And in these times of uncertainty and valley that you described earlier, what an opportunity to be the hands and feet of Jesus. All right. What about some of those practical financial steps?
Absolutely. So look, some of the core missional steps that we all take: spend less, avoid debt, keep cash, be generous, set goals. Guys, those are as in style in a time of crisis and recession as in a time of progress and economic boom. So leverage on these. So for example, let's take spend less, because one of the topics that comes up a lot is, do we think about decreasing our expenses, increasing our income? Those are two levers that we can pull. And people that lose a job, is there another opportunity out there? But what I will tell you is, on the spending side, think about where you can immediately reduce your spending.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've got a resource on the website, smarterstewardship.com, that lets you look at your budget in a unique way that immediately identifies what are some spending categories you can immediately take to zero. So if you're dealing with scarcity, taking it to zero increases cash flow. If you're dealing with abundance, taking those optional expenditures to zero allows you to increase your ability to help others. That's a very tactical one. Immediately you can take advantage of
it. I love that. SmarterStewardship.com. Check out that resource, because your budget, your spending, your ability to rein in your expenses during a time like this is so critical. John, we're getting short on time. Quickly, job security is always a concern when recession strikes. What's your advice for folks concerned about that?
Well, I would just say be aware of what's happening with your employer. Again, remembering there are areas that you can control, areas you can't control. There are economic pressures on businesses these days. Businesses are having to make very difficult decisions that involves, you know, hiring freezes. It involves reducing workforces. And I would just say be aware of what's happening out there. But what you can control is stay focused in the work that you are doing. That we can only control what we have availability to control. But if you do feel there's opportunities there, you know, you could start putting the word out, putting feelers out. What might be a plan B if that does happen? And if it never happens to you, maybe your plan B that you've identified could be a plan B for a friend or a family member or someone in the community who needs that next job. But there are tons of companies out there still hiring. I see it every day. And the opportunity is there. And as we think about preparing for the recession, Rob, I think I shared with you, we've got a mini course available about how do you prepare for this recession? What does recession readiness look like and how do you approach it? And would love to make that available to your listeners.
Absolutely. John, such valuable insights. I really appreciate my time with you, my friend. Thanks for stopping by.
So good to be with you, Rob. Thank you, my friend.
That was John Putnam. You can learn more at smarterstewardship.com. That's smarterstewardship.com. Your calls are next, 800-525-7000. We'll be right back.
Friendships is offering an exciting opportunity for young adults who want to grow in their walk with God, become physically fit, and learn relief ministry while serving in the Middle East. This is an amazing opportunity to serve God and experience Israel. Check out Seahawk's one-year scholarship program at friendships.org or call 337-433-5022. That's 337-433-5022. The next session begins August 19th.
We are grateful for support from LitePoint Portfolios, which seeks out family and faith-friendly investments for 401k and 403b plans, integrating faith values and fiduciary duty. LitePoint Portfolios offers retirement plans for a variety of organizations, such as businesses, nonprofits, and churches. And we're grateful for their sponsorship of the Faith and Finance program. More information is available at LitePointPortfolios.com.
When you hear this,
this is American Family News.
You know what follows is the truth. Your news from a Christian perspective.
Hundreds of teachers are going to have to walk into that school building and they are forced to swallow political ideology that in many cases violates their very faith and conscience.
If you miss it at the top of the hour, American Family News podcasts are available at afn.net. And sign up for our daily news brief at afn.net.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
Oh, we use CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. And here's the website, chministries.org. chministries.org.
American Family Association President Tim Wildman.
Dad was concerned about the direction America was headed, and he was determined to do something about it. Maybe that describes you today. If it does, I want to strongly encourage you to consider a charitable gift annuity to American Family Association Foundation.
Call the AFA Foundation at 800-326-4543, extension 345.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Always fun to have my friend John Putnam with us. John joins us regularly, and boy, I had some great insights today on how we can be salt and light in the midst of these challenging times. As believers, what does it look like for us to step up? You remember, money, as our friend Ron Blue likes to say, is not only a tool, but it's a test. And it's a testimony. Think about that. Your money management is a testimony to the world. How do you respond in challenging times? Are we shrinking back in fear? Or are we leaning into the promises of God, knowing that God is our provider? And this is an opportunity for us to be the hands and feet of Jesus, looking for people on our path that are in need, demonstrating that we have complete peace and contentment, knowing that God is on the throne and that His provision is sufficient and complete. And when we lean into that and demonstrate that testimony to the world, we have an opportunity to show people what it's like to be able to trust in our provider, Creator God. Well, today it's an opportunity to be holding what He's given to us loosely and giving generously when it's appropriate. I hope that was an encouragement to you today as it was to me. All right, we want to take your questions today. We want to know what you're thinking about financially speaking. You've had all weekend to have some financial questions roll around in your mind, and it's time to get them out. Let's talk about them. The number to call today is 800-525-7000. Pat standing by, monitoring our phones today. She'd love to chat with you briefly, and then we'll get you on the air quickly. Again, 800-525-7000 with any financial question today. We'd love to hear from you. All right, let's begin in Wisconsin. We'll be talking to Candy. Candy, thank you for being on the program. Go right ahead.
Well, hi. Yes, my mom had given each of us siblings amount of money and $4,000, and but her stipulation for me was to put it into a safe retirement account. Okay. I have a regular IRA, okay, and I have a Roth IRA. Neither one has a whole lot of money in it.
Okay.
I had to use some of the Roth money for expenses when I had to retire back in 2021. So that isn't hardly anything left in there, about $2,000, a little over. And then, of course, the market has really depleted both of them.
Yeah.
It's a, they're both the same through this. I have one in with my bank financial people. The other one is with Primerica.
Okay.
But the other one, I mean, that's all I have as far as retirement.
Yes.
So I'm wondering, where should I put it? They're both the same money market account. I mean, not money market, mutual fund accounts.
Okay.
But as, you know, different places.
Sure. Yeah, that's really helpful. What is your age, if you don't mind me asking, Candy?
I will be 66 this month.
Okay, very good. And are you still working?
No, I had to retire because of health reasons.
I see. Okay. So what are you living off of? Social Security?
Yes, and disability through the VA.
Okay, very good. And is that enough to cover your expenses?
Yes, as of right now it is.
Okay.
I'm trying to get all my debts out of the way.
Yeah, very good. So the intent behind the gift, as you said, your mom's desire was that you sock this away so you have it down the road if you need it as a part of your retirement assets. You don't have earned income, it doesn't sound like. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Not anymore.
All right. So you wouldn't be able to make a contribution to that IRA, either the Roth or the traditional, without earned income, income from employment, which would be wages, salaries, tips, other taxable employee compensation. So it sounds like what you would probably need to do is just kind of put this away. And as long as it honors her intent, because I can hear from you, that's important. You know, perhaps this just is part of what I call your emergency fund. I mean, this is an amount you keep safe. You don't use it and consume it on lifestyle spending. You put it away for a rainy day, but we don't necessarily put it into a retirement account of any kind because you really don't have the ability to without a company-sponsored plan and without earned income. So you could just, if you don't have an emergency fund currently, I would love for you to have as much as 6 months worth of expenses, you know, available for the unexpected. You could certainly use it to boost that portion of your financial life, and you'd put it in a high yield savings account, perhaps with an online bank. The other option is you could put it into what are called I bonds, inflation bonds that are backed by the U.S. government. So you would have really no risk on it in terms of the risk of loss. And right now they're paying about 6.5%. Now that is good for the next 6 months. And then that number will change when the new rate based on the consumer price index is published in May. But I would say at least for the next year, you're going to have an above average rate of return and you're not going to have any risk. You'd have to leave it in there for at least 12 months. And if you took it out after 12 months, but less than 5 years, you'd pay a small penalty of 3 months worth of interest. But that would be one option that's safe, would give you a decent rate of return. The other is to boost your emergency fund. But give me your thoughts on those two.
That sounds good. Is there any that are Christian-based that would be worthwhile?
Yeah, well, you could look at our friends at Christian Community Credit Union at joinchristiancommunity.com. They have a wonderful CD option, a certificate of deposit. And what you would be really thrilled to know is this is a wonderful organization of believers, and part of what you would be part of what they do is take their you know, profits as a credit union and support wonderful Christian ministries doing the name work in the name of Jesus all over the world. So you could learn more there at joinchristiancommunity.com. That's joinchristiancommunity.com. But I think either of those options, whether you open a savings account to get your emergency fund going, or you open a CD, perhaps at Christian Community Credit Union, or the I-bonds, I think any of those would be great options for you. Thanks for calling, Candy. We appreciate it. Sue, coming your way after the break. Stay with us. Much more to come around the corner.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org, or call 800-557-1985.
Hannah's Heart, a half-hour program specifically designed to encourage Christian couples walking through infertility and miscarriage.
This is not a show that's going to promise you a certain outcome, but this is a show that says however God answers your cry, we know that He's enough.
Hannah's Heart with Ann Cockrell and Kendra White each Saturday afternoon at 5 Central on American Family Radio. You can find the podcast at AFR.net.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
God's Word is packed with life-changing wisdom about your finances. And FaithFi is here to help you and many others to be wise stewards of God's resources. As a nonprofit organization, we rely on help from FaithFi patrons, supporters of this mission, to help us continue and expand our outreach. Please consider becoming a monthly FaithFi patron. Visit FaithFi.com and click Give on the homepage.
AFA is no longer dependent on Facebook or YouTube to live stream our original programming. As of now, American Family Radio shows like Today's Issues, The Core, Airing the Addisons, and The Hamilton Corner are streaming live on the AFA streaming app. Independent live streaming is the next step as we come out from among them and separate ourselves unto the Lord. Search AFA Streaming or visit streaming.afa.net to sign up.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions at 800-525-7000. What are you thinking about financially? Let's talk about it. Again, lines are open, 800-525-7000. Richard in Alabama will come your way in just a moment, but first to Ohio. Hi, Sue. Thanks for calling today. How can we help?
Hi, thank you. Quick question. I heard your radio program on Saturday morning as I was driving into work.
Okay.
And I am 66 in February the 23rd. I won't be able to retire until August. And I was married for 14 years. I have not started collecting his Social Security. Yeah. Was going to after being encouraged to, but then I started researching that and realized I would get penalized, that I wouldn't be able to take his full retirement until I retire fully. Is that correct?
Well, okay, a couple of things. So as long as you've been married 10 years, which you have, you're eligible to receive spousal benefits based on his record, even though you are divorced, as long as you are unmarried. If you were to remarry, that does change things a bit.
Right.
So
no,
if you
I've been divorced 30 years.
Okay.
I would not
All right.
be married.
I see. So if you wait till full retirement age, then you would have the ability to collect up to 50% of his benefit, regardless of whether he starts taking his benefits or not. If you take it prior to that, then it would be reduced. So the question would be, the Social Security Administration will only pay you the higher of the two, either your spousal benefit based on up to 50% of what you would earn of his, or based on your own work record, and you can't get both, so you'd get one or the other.
Okay, so my next question is, he is almost 10 years older than me, and he did apparently start receiving Social Security, but he is still currently working in a very prominent position. So does that amount change?
Yeah, it will change over time. So if he is replacing some of his what are called high 35, so your Social Security benefits are based on your highest 35 years of earnings. And if in this latter season of his work life, he's replacing some of those lower, perhaps earlier work years that are a part of that high 35, then that is one way for that benefit to increase, which would also increase yours on an annual basis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those were my questions.
But that has no bearing on when you take it. Even if you started taking it, you would still get those increases as they're available. So the big question here, Sue, is, are you going to be better off taking Social Security based on your own work record or a 50% of his as a spousal benefit, even as a divorcee? And the Social Security Administration can take a look at your record and his record and what you'd be entitled to and help you determine, which would be better.
They did, and I would be taking a higher amount if I retired earlier.
Okay.
I would be taking my higher amount, but they told me that I would be taking his if I waited till full retirement, which kind of made no sense, but.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a little surprising, but they've got all the details in front of them, so I would go with that. And obviously, if you want to schedule an in-person meeting and sit down and go over it all, if you're confused on any part of it, they'll certainly do that for you. But hopefully that clears it up for you, Sue. I appreciate you calling today, and all the best to you in this next season of life. God bless you. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. If you have a question today, we'd love to hear from you, no matter whether it's your budget, trying to make things balance, maybe it's your long-term savings, paying down debt, and your credit score, identity theft, you name it, we can talk about it. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. To Alabama. Hi, Richard. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I want to say I listen to you every day.
Well, thank you.
And really appreciate your insights. Question, I was thinking about retiring early. My full retirement is next February at 66 and 6 months. I turned 66 in August. And I was wondering about the ramifications of retirement early with earned income during this year.
Okay, specifically related to Social Security?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, and so when will you reach full retirement age?
Next February, okay. February 24.
Okay, and so have you already started collecting Social Security?
No, I'm still working full-time.
Okay, and are you planning to wait until full retirement age to begin collecting?
That's what I was calling about. Should I wait? I know they reduce your Social Security as to earned income during the year.
Yeah.
If you retire early before full retirement age.
Yeah, but that's really only temporary. So the way that works is in 2023, if you're under full retirement age, the annual earnings limit is $21,240. If you go over that, they'll reduce your benefit a dollar for every $2 you earn above it. Keep in mind, however, that's a temporary reduction. Once you reach full retirement age, any amount that was withheld will be paid back to you over time in the form of higher benefits until they completely reimburse you. So that's really just a temporary reduction that you would experience. I think the biggest question is just, at what point do you want to begin taking Social Security in terms of if you take it prior to full retirement age, you're going to lock in a lower benefit from that point forward. Every year you wait up until age 70, you're going to add 8% to that check for the rest of your life. So for instance, just as a rule of thumb, if you were to take it at 70 versus 66 and a half, let's say, it would take you about 12 years to be repaid what you gave up. But from that point forward, you would have a higher benefit check for the rest of your life by about 25% or a little bit more. A lot of that's going to come down to when you're ready to retire and redirect to whatever God has for you next, and whether or not you want to go ahead and start taking it now, or if you want to continue to work, or you have other means to cover your income, then you have the opportunity perhaps to let that continue to grow. Does that make sense?
I'm very ready to retire.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So I think from that standpoint, if you go ahead and take it, that's fine. Even if you're, earning some money that over the limit that's going to cause it to be reduced, again, that would just be temporary. You will eventually get all that back.
Okay.
All right.
Now, how long does it take to start getting your Social Security once you apply?
You'll get it pretty quick. Probably the next month.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
That answers my question. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. I think perhaps, as I look at that, it could be up to 3 months just so you can plan on that. You know, sometimes depending on how busy they are and how quickly that gets processed, it can happen in a month. But I would just to be safe, if you're kind of planning your budget and so forth, I'd plan for up to 3 months for that benefit application to be processed. All right, Richard, thanks for calling today, sir. God bless you. Thanks for listening to the program as well. I appreciate it. Hey, folks, we've got a lot more to come. Bob Dahl is going to be stopping by to weigh in on the Fed's action last week, the jobs report, and this raging stock market as of late. In light of the recession, why are we seeing so much upside? Bob will weigh in on that, plus more of your questions just around the corner. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
To sharpen the biblical worldview of Christians and to share the good news of Jesus Christ, that is the mission of the Christian Worldview Radio program. I'm host David Wheaton, inviting you to join us this Saturday morning at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, as we discuss all matters of life and faith from a decidedly biblical perspective. The Christian Worldview, Saturday mornings at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, right here on American Family Radio.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way. The Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
My name is Kent, and I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. I have a friend who actually has great insurance, and she recently had a life-threatening experience, and she was laying in the hospital bed afraid, not afraid for her life, but afraid of what her insurance would or would not cover. And as a CHM member, I can honestly say I just never have that fear. I can't tell you the peace of mind that provides.
Learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries' biblical cost sharing at chministries.org.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. In just a moment, we'll head back to the phones. We've got a few lines open, 800-525-7000. But first, Bob Dahl joins us each Monday morning to give us his insights and commentary on the week ahead and also reflect on the prior week's market and economic activity. Bob is Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments. By the way, you can sign up for his weekly market commentary called Dahl's Deliberations when you visit crossmarkglobal.com. Bob, a lot to cover today. Hey, let's start with last week's Fed action, not only the 25 basis point increase, but whenever the Fed meets and we hear from the chairman, we start talking about doves and hawks. Why don't you update us on what all that means?
Sure. Of course, a dove is someone who's bearish or negative on the economy and thinks rates are coming down, and hawks are the opposite. So the 25 basis point increase was as expected, Rob, as you know. What was not expected by the consensus was the more dovish tone that the chair took. We thought he would talk more about, well, we're not done yet. Inflation's coming down, but it's still got a ways to go. And therefore, we're going to remain vigilant and keep raising rates a bit more. Instead, he said, you know, things are getting better, and the futures curve is suggesting we may lower rates by the end of the year. Well, under certain conditions, we might do just that. So he was more dovish than people thought, and therein was that big rally on Thursday.
Yeah, very interesting, Bob. And you had a lot to say about this stock market rally that we are seeing, which typically we see at the end of the Fed tightening cycle. And you feel like perhaps this market is a bit overdone. Give us your analysis.
You know, it's run hard, Rob, and the stock market on Thursday's high was the highest we've seen since really last summer. And we're not out of the woods. We're still of the view that while inflation is coming down and the Fed hopefully is almost done, the impact of what they did last year still has to impact the economy, which will cause more economic weakness and, most importantly for investors, lower earnings estimates. They're coming down, and it's hard to see stocks moving noticeably higher when earnings estimates are coming down.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So we'll just continue to watch that because, yeah, we still have a lot ahead of us, including a recession that we still don't know how deep it might be. Bob, obviously a really strong employment report last week. What did you make of that?
Well, if the number is correct, and I say that if because there are a lot of people saying there's some technical issues that will get resolved in a lower number sometime in the future. But if the number is correct, it is basically saying our labor market is on fire. Unemployment rate dropped to the lowest level in decades. And so this knock on the door, it's getting weaker out there, has affected lots of things, but nobody's told the labor market. It's still very strong. And that caused the markets to say, well, maybe the Fed's going to have to get more hawkish. And we had that big sell-off on Friday. And so far today, we're down again as markets are saying, not so fast on all this good news.
Yeah, interesting. All right, Bob, well, that's really helpful just to help us process what we're hearing, last week's data, and as well as what we might expect to see moving forward. Any final thoughts as we wrap up?
Yeah, if you figure it out, give me a call. It is so confusing out there. In fact, you saw our title, As Confusing as It Gets. So
yes.
Many cross currents. That's where we are. And so it's causing a lot of people who are novices as well as supposed experts to scratch their heads.
Well, Bob, if anybody can figure it out, I know you can, my friend. Have a great week. Keep your seatbelt on, and I'll talk to you next week.
With God's help, we'll keep trying. Take care.
All right. Take care. Bob Dahl, Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments. We appreciate Bob's insights each week as he joins us on the program. All right. Back to your calls as we round out the broadcast today. Let's head to Ohio. Hey, Chris, thanks for your patience. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you. I guess I feel like I'm being piled up on by the government. And here's a quick situation. I spent 32 years in the U.S. military, active duty and reserves. My question is that they took FICA tax out of every check. However, they said my reserve money does not count FICA because I did not meet substantial earnings. How do I recover that after 32 years of service? And second part of the question, here's another whammy. I work for a municipality where my pension goes into a pension fund, to be honest with you, a fire police pension. I realize I don't pay into the FICA. However, before I got into that employment, I do have some Social Security. However, due to the windfall elimination, when they calculate what Social Security I have, I'm penalized in the formula that they're used to calculate.
That's
so
right.
Not only did I pay full FICA tax in my military, in my fifth civilian job, I'm penalized due to the windfall provision. What can I do to maybe get an ace in my hand?
Yeah, boy, I wish, Chris, I had that ace for you. Unfortunately, I don't. Have you done a sit down at the local Social Security office, because you got a lot of things going on here that are making this really complicated. Have you had a face-to-face meeting?
Well, to be honest with you, they won't sit down with me. It's my understanding until you're within X amount of years of retirement. I am 62, but to be honest with you, I don't think I can afford to retire till 68, 70.
Yeah. Well, no, you absolutely can have a meeting with them. You just need to call and make an appointment. with the Social Security office, and they will absolutely sit down and meet with you. And I think just given how many things you have going on here that makes your particular record a bit more complicated, that's what you need to do here. Unfortunately, what you're describing is accurate, though. If you don't pay in enough, then you don't have benefits. And when you did pay in, that windfall elimination provision reduces your benefits by up to 50% if you're receiving a pension for which FICA taxes were not withheld. Say the Congress passed this years ago to prevent workers who receive non-covered pensions from receiving higher Social Security benefits as if they were longtime low wage earners. And I realize it's frustrating and disappointing, especially given what's going on with the other part of your work record. So I think, again, they will sit down with you. I'd call and schedule that face-to-face meeting, because here's the key. Even though retirement is several years away for you, you need to figure out exactly what you're going to be entitled to when that time comes so you can plan. You know, if you don't know what you can be expecting when you get to that season, you don't know what to solve for in terms of other savings that you might need to have to be able to supplement that. Obviously, the key is pay down debt, try to get, you know, completely debt free so we can get your lifestyle as low as possible so that when that time comes, hopefully the reduced benefits you'll have plus any other additional retirement savings that hopefully you can prioritize over these, you know, next 8 or 10 years will be key for you as you continue to save. I wish I had that silver bullet for you, Chris, but information is going to be key here, and that's why I definitely schedule that meeting. Thanks for checking with us, sir. To Louisiana. Hey, Steve, how can I help you?
Yes, sir. Just real quick. Good morning. Real quick.
Hi there.
I'm 61. I have really no debt. Everything's paid for. Have a money market savings account, IRA, checking account. I want to get into the market. I need guidance. I want to help my retirement at 61. I'm looking to retire probably the next 5 or 6 years. Just looking for guidance.
Yeah, very good. So you mentioned you have an IRA. Is that what you're contributing to each month now, or do you have a retirement plan at work in addition to that?
Well, I have a retirement plan at work, but I'm fixing to roll that over into my main IRA, which I have been putting the max in it every year and working with my advisors on that. Right now it's all in, most of it's in Eventide funds right now, which is doing exceptionally well.
Okay, very good. Yeah, so I think that's the key. I mean, if it's going well, I would just keep contributing systematically as much as you can to those accounts. Now, have you separated from service with the company you're at that has the retirement plan?
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm still working for them currently. But I did check to see if they would allow me to roll it over. And as of last year, I can now going forward this year. If I want to take it out and roll it over, I can. Yes.
Okay. Because usually they don't allow that until you're no longer employed by them. But they would know best based on your particular plan. So it sounds like you've got an advisor. Your investments are performing well. I think the key is just continue contributing as much as you can, you know, moving forward to this account so that you can have the compounding effect work for you, keep your lifestyle at a minimum you know, work as long as you can. And that'll pay off in spades down the road as you get to retirement age. And now you've got a bit of a nest egg that you can fall back on. Make sense?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Hey, if you need further help or you need an investment advisor to assist you, you can find a certified Kingdom advisor on our website. But if you have somebody that you've been working with and everything's working out okay, then I'd say just stay the course and continue to dollar cost average into the market. That means systematic investments, whether the market's high or low. And over time, that will pay off if you've got a long-term horizon. Thanks for your call, Steve, and for listening to the program. Tyler, let's see if we can get you on the program tomorrow. I apologize we ran out of time today, but thanks for checking with us. You stay there, and Pat will try to get your call information. Well, folks, that's going to do it for us. So delighted you were along with us today. On behalf of my team, Pat Montague, Devin Patrick, and Jim Henry, thanks for being here with us today. We look forward to gathering with you each morning of this program as we mine the scriptures and apply God's wisdom to your financial decisions. I'm Rob West. Come back and join us tomorrow. I'll be here for another edition of Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.